Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Firefighters were called to yet another house fire in Muswellbrook overnight. Neighbours put in a 000 call at 11:58pm for a home on Hastings Street. Fire and rescue crews from Muswellbrook and Aberdeen attended and had the fire extinguished within an hour. Thankfully, no one was home at the time and no one was injured. But despite fire crews' best efforts, the house was totally destroyed. Fire and rescue investigators and Hunter Valley Police District officers were on the scene today to work out a cause, but it is believed to be suspicious. It comes after a unit fire in Singleton earlier this week and two separate house fires in Muswellbrook. The mining union is urging Muswellbrook Shire Council to reverse what they're calling a bizarre decision not to back the Mangoola Mine Continued Operations Project. The Independent Planning Commission has held a public hearing this week to get the public's feedback on Glencore's plan to extend the mine to the north and extract an additional 52 million tonnes of coal over another 8 years of mining life. CFMEU Northern Mining and New South Wales Energy Vice President Jeff Drayton said coal miners had traditionally been able to rely on local government representatives to support their jobs because of mining's contribution to the region. The union is urging council to reconsider their position on the mine and back local jobs. Muswellbrook Shire Council has been contacted for comment. The New South Wales government has announced some eased COVID-19 restrictions for schools today. Parents and caretakers will be able to enter school grounds again from Monday, but following COVID-safe practices like social distancing, you can attend school sporting events as well. There are now no recommended limits on singing groups in schools. Dancing activities can also go ahead again, following the venue's restrictions, of course, and gatherings of parents and community members for school events such as P&C meetings can continue in a COVID-safe way. Of course, teachers, students or parents who have COVID-19 symptoms should not attend school until a negative test has been received. And Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says the upgrade works at Parkville and the New England Highway look fantastic. The $2.1 million worth of work is finished that included a 540-metre section of highway being rebuilt, the highway being widened near property access and intersections, making a notorious stretch of the highway now much safer to travel on. Minister for Regional Roads and Transport Paul Toole inspected the work with Michael Johnson yesterday.
That has traditionally been somewhat of a notorious accident area, with a number of fatalities, and we went there yesterday and inspected the finished works, and it's come up a treat.
NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says the game will consider adding players' names to the back of jerseys after a suggestion from Knights fullback Kalen Ponga. It would mean players would choose their number for the entire season. Meantime, the Newcastle Knights will be pulling on their high-vis jerseys for the 9th annual Voice for Mining Family Day in April. The major community event didn't go ahead last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, Newcastle will wear the famous high-vis mining jersey in round 4 when they take on the St George Illawarra Dragons on April 4th. At McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. I'm Jessica Rouse. That's your latest local news and sport.